The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How you doing, Dexter?
I feel locked down. I feel like I'm in a prison planet of some type.
Yes. Well, that used to be a website, didn't it? Prisonplanet.com?
What happened?
We'll talk about that. I have that story coming up later. Yes. 18 years we've been doing this fucking show, and we're finally figuring out segues.
Clicking.
Yeah, clicking like my knees. All
right.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Lindsay Clancy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I just... Cotton Mather is rolling around in his grave right now.
Yeah. We'll talk GTA 6, which is apparently live as we're recording. Breaking news. Flock cameras, AI, Trump, Iran, Israel, a whole lot more. Our list this week, we're keeping the favorite characters going. Favorite comic book characters A to Z this week. So I already know Vince's letter O.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I'm totally stealing that shit.
Yes. And it's a good one. All right, let's start with some TV news this week. And we start with a shocking death. Actress Hayden Panettiere passed away this week at the age of 36. Just 3 months after her book and interview circuit where she was exposing Hollywood and things that happened to her as a child actress. I have not seen cause of death. I've heard her boyfriend was with her. It was in South Carolina. There were pills, but not like they were all over the place. So I really haven't. I know they did. The autopsy was done like immediate. Like normal people got to wait on that shit. But apparently if you're an actress, you just boom, get it. But I haven't seen like released cause of death or toxicology. So. Yeah, weird that right after her book comes out where she was said that one of her Hollywood friends put her on a boat with a world-famous naked musician in the same bed. Yeah. And that she had to hide from him on the boat all night. Weird. 3 months later after she starts talking about it, she's dead.
Yeah, no, that's not odd at all, is it?
Uh-uh. It's, no, nothing to see here.
While you're boycotting Sony, just boycott Hollywood while we're at it.
Yes.
We need to get the whole fucking thing.
All of them. They're all evil, it seems. All right. The Pennywise show It, Welcome to Derry, has officially been renewed for season 2. FX has ordered what they're calling a meta thriller. If you remember Sons of Anarchy, you're probably going to like this. It's going to be called Legends, which follows the cast of Sons of Anarchy as they reunite more than 10 years later at a fan convention where they find themselves up against a threat more dangerous than anything they ever faced on TV. Everybody's back for this. Charlie Hunnam, Ron Perlman, they dug him up. Katie Seagal, Mark Boone Jr., Tommy Flanagan, Kim Coates, Theo Rossi. Everybody's back for this. But it's like a limited 10 episode and it's done.
Wow.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo the Biker Gang, which I don't hate that idea, to be honest with you.
So it's Sons of Anarchy?
Yes, the cast of Sons of Anarchy at a fan con and something goes haywire. Ruh-roh, Raggy Riggers.
So it's kind of like I don't know. They're not playing the characters they play.
No, they're playing themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's the meta part of this.
But... Oh, good. We can hear Ron Perlman talk about how Jewish he is the entire 10 episodes.
Yeah. Wish I could hide it as good as Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a fucking troll.
It's still amazing to me he didn't wear any prosthetics for the Beauty and the Beast show. It's up to the whole thing. Wow, nobody got that. All right.
I got it.
I know.
Oy vey.
We have our Kratos for God of War after Ryan Hurst, speaking of Sons of Anarchy, Opie, got hurt on the job. It's going to be Bautista. So, ugh. I don't like him. He was fine in the Blade Runner movie. And he was good in the movie that he made with RZA. But other than that, people are like, oh, Batista's a great actor. I'm like, I don't, he's not something that I want that like grabs my attention.
Right.
Like when they talk about wrestling actors, it's like when I saw fucking Piper on the screen, it's like, okay, that guy's got my attention. But Batista just doesn't do it. Rock had it, and then he pissed that away. So, you know. But,
yeah.
Oh, well. Speaking of weird castings, the video game Payday.
Yes.
50 Cent is producing a TV series of it. And apparently one of the characters is named Dallas. I don't know if that's a main character or what. I never played it. Eminem will be playing Dallas. Hmm. And when I saw like the headline for the story, like Eminem will be playing Dallas, I'm like, weird casting for J.R. Ewing, but fuck it, I'll go with it. But yeah, so I don't know anything about the Payday series. So.
I haven't played Payday in forever. Payday 2 is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. That's it for TV news. We'll go to movies here real quick. You had mentioned something, Vince. We had the story about them remaking Leprechaun, right?
Yes.
And you had mentioned something about, well, hell, Warwick Davis is still around, right?
Yes.
Well, somebody got up to him at a convention. Because apparently they're making a Dead by Daylight movie based off the video game, which we've had that story. Well, Warwick Davis has expressed interest in reprising his role as the Leprechaun for the Dead by Daylight movie. He says it would be a ton of fun. I'd love it. I would definitely do that. So there is hope.
Did he get permission from Peter Dinklage first, or is that?
Well, you know that is the god of all midgets.
Yeah, did he kiss his feet and say, "Oh, please, Mister, can I have a job, please?"
His little Minnesota hobbit foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, sir. May I work?
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage should be kissing Warwick Davis's ass and Billy Barty's.
Word.
Just saying. Fuck Dinklage. Vince, some sad news. Bruce Campbell just this week said in an interview with Screen Rant he will not be returning to the Evil Dead franchise as Ash. He is done.
I saw that.
I don't think this is medical. I think this is just the story's not there for Ash. So... this would be like making a Duke Nukem movie without Duke Nukem.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless they work it in like he's from another dimension or something.
Well, they set it up in the TV series. The end of the TV series was set up to go into a movie with Raimi coming back and everything. But, and that had, what's her name that played Xena?
Lucy Lawless.
Yes, thank you. But, that just kind of fell off. And they're like, oh, we're just rebooting the Evil Dead franchise. Completely new. I'm like, yeah, okay. But, yeah, sadly, Bruce is done with Ash. So, it gives time for Bergman to come back. All right.
I'm done with Evil Dead.
Yeah, pretty much. We have a sad passing this week, or it was announced this week, but apparently it happened in February. Special effects legend Screamin' Mad George. His family announced his passing this week, but apparently he passed in February. The family waited until now to make the news public. This guy, along with Stan Winston, Tom Savini, are your practical horror best of all times. I mean, some of the movies he did, Big Trouble, Little China, Predator, Nightmare on Elm Street, Society, Beyond Reanimator, Silent Night, Deadly Night. He also co-directed The Giver, which if you haven't seen that movie, it's fantastic. But yeah, man, we're losing them all.
Society's a fucked up movie.
Yeah, it is. But because all the pictures, because he was an odd fellow, let's say, because you can pretty much have to be. But it all the pictures that had of him was working on Big Trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, so that sucks. Vince, did you ever see the movie? It's been a long time back. The Five Heartbeats?
No.
It was a Robert Townsend movie. Probably not, because it had a lot of black actors. I know it's not your wheelhouse, but great movie. I mean, you would even like it. The lead actor, Michael Wright, has passed away this week. So, some sad news there. Last thing for movie news this week. National Treasure 3 is officially in the works, with Nicolas Cage set to return, and they will be stealing, this time, the unredacted Epstein files. I made that last part up. But Nicolas Cage is back for National Treasure 3. So there you go. Wouldn't it be crazy if they did do the Epstein thing? Just for shits and giggles?
Yeah,
we're going to steal the JFK files.
Could you imagine?
Special cameo by RFK Jr. Damn, I just gave him a fucking $500 million idea. Son of a bitch. That happens a lot on this show.
Yeah, it's...
But yeah, just for giggles, they go, we're going to steal the Epstein files. Oh, I'd love it. All right, some comic book news this week and another passing. We're losing all the fucking influential people here. Roger McKenzie, best known for his work on Daredevil in the late 70s, passed away. This was the time, late 70s Daredevil, when McKenzie took over, it started to push it more into the darker, more adult storylines. And he did work. His stuff went right into the Frank Miller run, and he worked with Miller during that early Daredevil run. So he was kind of the transition from the hokey 60s, hey, it's a blind lawyer, you know, Stan Lee shit, to, okay, Frank Miller's going fucking crazy weird with this, but it's going to be amazing. He was the transition. So he also worked on Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, the original Death of Captain Marvel. Yeah, so that sucks. We're losing all the good stuff we grew up with is dying, which
has been dying for a long time.
It has, sadly. But all right, that was pretty much it for comic book news. Your recommendations for books that came out this week? A couple Absolute books: Absolute Green Arrow 4, Absolute Flash 18, Daredevil 5, Uncanny X-Men 34. You get to meet Gambit and Rogue's kid. Yep, I said it. Ninja Turtles 21, G.I. Joe 25. If you're looking to buy a book to put back, Thor 800. Issue 800 came out this week. Queen and Black 3, Dark Knights of Steel 2, Issue 2. M1, Monster Racing, or Monster League Racing, Issue 3. Mum-Ra, Issue 5. Last Starfighter, Issue 2. And Solomon Kane, Lion Errant, Issue 2. So, there you go. All right. A couple things for wrestling news this week. Some WWE talent has come under fire on social media for liking a post by WNBA player Sophie Cunningham.
Uh-oh.
who is big on, if you have a willy, if you have a willy, you're a man. You know, don't play sports with women type of thing, right? Well, apparently, Dominic Mysterio, Brie Bella, Jada Parker, and a few others liked her post on Instagram, and here came the squawking, oh, I can't believe you like the, you won't let the guys with the willy play with the women, you know, type of shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're getting griped at on social, which they don't care. Let's be honest, who cares?
Yeah, as long as you don't give a shit, nobody's gonna. The people bitching about that aren't watching WWE.
No. No. So. But yeah, so it was just funny that, oh, some people liked the, you know, Sophie's post, and their people are blue hairs are losing their fucking mind over it. You're like, I can't believe you don't want them to. Yeah, we don't. So does 80% of the fucking population, left wing, right wing.
Really, it's going to come down to paying to watch it.
Yeah.
Quit paying to watch it. Quit going to the fucking games. Quit watching this shit. You can't. People are dumb. They don't have any willpower. They're going to go watch it anyway.
I still say, if I was that player for the Fever, Clark?
Caitlin Clark, yeah.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan of the WNBA. If I was her, I'd say, next person that fucking hits me and nothing happens, I'm just getting a hold of the cops for assault at this point.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. So
call the cops. Yeah, I just got assaulted.
Yep.
All or right. I quit.
Or I quit, and there goes all of your ratings. Yeah, you know, like you do. GCW owner Brett Lauderdale, who we had the story last week about GCW just had their big one of their big events. And I didn't spoil the twist that Drake Younger is back with the company and, you know, got involved in the main event. People threw a fit online because Drake had conservative points of view, let's say. Especially during the whole COVID thing, when he was fired from WWE because he wouldn't take the shots. But, and people were asking the owner, Brett Lauderdale, why the hell would you give this guy a second chance? So he responded, and I'm just going to read his statement here. Brett Lauderdale responded to people mad that he brought Drake Younger back to his company, putting up a post saying this, quote, in 2012, I was on the losing end of a brutal addiction to opiates. I was at the end of the road. I was in Miami for WrestleMania week and needed help. I didn't know what to do, and only one person reached out his hand to help me, and that was Drake Younger. On that day, he took me to my first of many years of NA meetings that put me on my road to recovery. His compassion changed and saved my life. He gave me his second chance. I've been waiting for years to return the favor and give him his second chance. In my heart, I feel like that time was now. End quote. There you go. It ain't politics. It's, hey, this guy helped me when nobody else did. This guy needed some help. I'm helping him back. That's it.
That's cool.
That's very fucking cool. 2012, I believe Drake was either still wrestling or had switched to WWE as a referee by then. I think he was a ref by then. But yeah, he was the one out of everybody else that actually, you know, helped Lauderdale get clean and save his life. So for everybody bitching that, oh, I can't believe you brought him back, there's a reason. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
So, all right, a couple little things here to wrap up wrestling news. Ilya Dragunov. Gone from WWE. Another fucking fantastic talent squandered by corporate TKO. Probably, if they can come to a price, probably gonna end up in AEW.
No.
Or New Japan. His style fits better with New Japan. But he would probably have to be working here unless he got his green card, which I don't know. So. Yeah, and the last thing I saw this morning, Johnny Gargano has removed WWE from all of his social media, like bio and stuff. Apparently his contract is up in the next few months. Another fantastic talent squandered. So, boy, they're
batting
we're
a thousand,
making
huh?
money hand over fist, but we're losing all of the people that can actually do the good stuff. So, there you go.
Whatever.
So, yeah, pretty much. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Oh, my Lord, it's time for video game news, and holy shit.
We don't have anything for video
games. There's nothing this week. Nothing's happening at all.
Let's get the little shit out of the way. Season four? Yes?
Yeah.
Fortnite season four?
Yes.
Override just dropped. It's all video games.
It's Sonic. It's Sonic.
The music's in. It's so good.
It's the fucking loot pool is trash.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the loot pool, the sweaty players, the just horrible getting stuck, you could like blitz through a fucking gas station wall, I'd still hate it. So
yeah.
This season you will either love it or you will hate it. There is no in between.
Fort Nightmares right around the corner.
October 1st will be the start of Fort Nightmares,
which is kind of it's right around the corner.
Yeah. 6 weeks away.
Yeah, that's
5 weeks away. Jesus Christ.
I know, it's right here. Christmas is
shut up.
I know.
I love you. Shut up.
Yeah, Christmas is right around the corner.
This fucking year is all just this year. Fuck. Is all I'm going to say.
The older you get, the faster it goes. It's awful.
It's fucking terrible.
So let's jump into even more terrible. Sony is sending emails to PlayStation users reminding them about the platform's terms and that they don't actually own their digital games.
Yep.
Or movies.
You own nothing, and you're happy. Sound familiar?
No, we're not happy. The email is getting attention because Sony's terms say that when you buy a digital game, you're buying a license to use it, not owning the digital game itself. The license generally can't be transferred to someone else, and losing access to your account can also mean losing access to your digital content.
So if they ban you for saying something in chat, you could lose everything.
It comes out that they are tracking your IP, your logs, video, voice. Yeah. PlayStation, the evil empire. The boycott for PlayStation Sony is today at 7 p.m. Runs through next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, it runs through the end of the month. Don't buy anything. Don't play anything. Complete blackout.
If you really want to fuck them, and I need to do it, I need to end my subscription for PlayStation Network. Even if you bought it. Right, you can go in and cancel your subscription, and you'll still have it for the amount of time that you bought it the year before or whatever.
Right. It still goes through.
If you have enough people doing that, maybe they'll wake up and say, oh, shit.
Well, you would think that.
Wow. You know, whatever. Let's see. Where do I start? The big shit that's happening now is GTA 6.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
let's start with this. CyberLeak just told Rockstar to tread lightly.
Yes.
L-E-E-K. So the CyberLeak site got a new section, and it's actually insane. Lol. It's literally a message to Rockstar saying that they have the full build spread on servers around the world, and the only reason it hasn't leaked is because they manually cancel releasing each day.
Yeah, so if something happens to them, the servers will automatically leak it. They have to go in and tell the server, do not leak it.
Yeah, it's a dead man switch. Yep. Also says if anything happens to them, they miss a day, it just releases automatically, ends with tread lightly. In the aftermath, Take-Two lost $2.8 billion in market cap after the leaks.
Yeah.
It probably was just a drop in the bucket, though.
Well.
Because, you know, they're assholes. This morning, a GTA leak happened.
Yes, gas.
The gas, and it shows one of the, I'm assuming one of the endings, if it's like any other game.
They, They didn't show the ending, I don't think. They just showed gameplay. I mean, I can tell you what happens in the ending.
Go for it.
Your character, Jason, dies, and Lucia, the female like sidekick character, is an undercover cop. That's straight from CyberLeak. He says, Jason dies, Lucia's a cop, story ends. You're welcome.
Yeah. GTA 6, the leaks prompt Take-Two to subpoena Microsoft for Windows device IDs of everyone in 3 Discord servers.
So they're going after normal gamers that just happen to be in a fucking server.
Right.
That sounds illegal as shit.
This is, it's bad.
Yeah.
I would cancel your fucking pre-order if you bought this.
Yep.
It
ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth the bullshit and politics involved. Fucking Take-Two. This isn't Rockstar anymore. No, this is Take-Two.
Yeah. Because in their court filings, the Rockstar name is nowhere to be found. It is all Take-Two.
It's all Take-Two, yeah. So this isn't even fucking Grand Theft Auto at this point. You know, you go from a game that, you know, you had to go kill the fucking evil CEO of a corporation with a phone with C4 in it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then they become the corporation.
Yeah, they became the bad guy.
And you're giving them money. So, again, quit giving these people fucking money. I it's not that hard.
But yeah, they're trying to get you, they're trying to get your IP, your chat logs, your everything.
Yeah,
if you're fucking video game. Even if you have nothing to do with this, they're trying to get your stuff.
Right. That's all I got. Have fun, kids.
The only thing I have is, hey, if you still want to buy digital games, you can now buy games through DoorDash. You can browse by console and get games from Nintendo, EA, Microsoft, and Blizzard through the DoorDash app. So, but you will not own it. You're just buying the fucking license. So there you go.
Yeah, you're leasing it.
Yeah, it's rent to own.
Yeah, that's...
But you don't even get own. You're just renting it.
Yeah, you're leasing the license.
Yeah. Retarded. All right. We'll go to music news real quick here. Jurors in the murder trial of Dwayne Davis, a.k.a. Keith D. This is the guy that is charged with the murder of Tupac. The jurors on Thursday heard a 2008 recorded interview in which Davis told L.A. police detectives he spoke repeatedly with Diddy and discussed killing Tupac. He has pled not guilty to orchestrating the 1996 killing, but in the interview, detectives questioned Davis about meetings with Combs during Bad Boy Records tour stops in San Diego, Anaheim, Irvine, and Las Vegas. It's all on tape. Diddy was in on it.
Shit.
Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. Horribly shocked. Not really, man, shocked.
I'm going to be best rapper ever. We got to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
Stereotypes are there for a reason. Yeah.
I don't like.
But the real big music news this week is, of course, the horribly sad passing of ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard, the only one in the band that did not have a beard, passed away this week at the age of 77. That sucks. That means Billy Gibbons is the only member still around. This is literally my childhood is leaving. So, yeah, this sucks. But yeah. 77, man. He lived a he lived a life, boy.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
All right. And with that, we're going to break for Song of the Week, plug our network and our friends, and when we come back will be time. We're going to do our list of our favorite comic book characters A to Z.
I don't know what to tell her, don't know what to say. It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right. Time for our list this week. Our favorite comic book characters, A to Z. So this ought to be interesting because there's a lot for certain letters and not a lot for others.
This was a hard list.
This
was a hard list because there was, like you said, there was some that was a lot, there was some there wasn't.
Yeah.
But then I think about some and then I see some and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's amazing.
That's how I was. I was like, for most of mine, it's either characters that I love to read or characters I would love to write.
Right.
So there you go. All right. Letter A.
Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah,
that was a big bulk of my childhood, and I couldn't let go. Mad
Magazine. Yeah, I don't hate that. My letter A. I'm going with the comic book version, not the nerfed to hell movie version. Adam Warlock. Mm. Yeah, the actual good comic book.
You mean the guy who took the glove off of Thanos?
Yeah, just reached and took it. Like, this is mine. You don't need this. Yeah, that guy.
That was
way OP.
Yeah.
All right, B.
Batman.
Bizarro!
No!
Shocking. My favorite character. Yeah, shocking. C.
Casey Jones.
Constantine.
Yeah, no.
There's a theme. I'm just gonna say.
I bet I know what S is.
Yeah, and probably P and G, maybe E. Yeah. So, all right, D.
Deadman.
Doom.
No.
Dockator Doom. Yes.
They make the Deadman movie already.
They ain't no shit. That would be a cool movie.
Every time he's in a cartoon, that one of the DC cartoons.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Slept on character. They don't do anything with him.
Does have a series right now. A miniseries going on. But. Right. All right. E.
Elongated Man.
I almost went with Ralph. Yeah. I went with Etrigan.
Nice.
Etrigan the Demon. Yep. F.
Firestar.
Ooh. This is where I went Flash.
Nice.
Probably Barry Allen Flash, but yeah. G.
The Goon.
Oh, I forgot Goon. Some bitch.
I know. It's been, I know.
Damn it. This is where I got Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Damn it. Goon's the best pick, though. All right. H.
Heathcliff. So hey,
I can't hate that.
Comics, yeah. I went comic strips too.
You went comic strips, yeah, that counts. I got Hulk.
Yep.
Not fucking Mark Ruffalo Hulk, but
no
normal Hulk. I
Invader Zim. It counts.
It counts. Yes, because it started as a comic book. Joan Vasquez, yeah. Give me old school version, not where they fucking changed him and everything. Iceman. I always thought that was a cool character because he could really kill anybody if he wanted to. Oh, you have blood? Blood has water in it. I can freeze that. Boom, you're dead.
Right.
Insta-death.
Right.
Kind of makes him a little OP. The letter J.
Judge Dredd.
God, that's so good. Damn it. For my J, you know I gotta throw a Western character in here. Fucking Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
Great character. All right, K.
Kick Ass.
That's a good one. Damn. This is where I got Kraven.
Kraven Moorcock? I can't do it.
Little KJG for you, Dad. especially from Kraven's Last Hunt.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite comic story of all time. So, L.
Lobo.
I was going to go Lobo, but I'm like, I like a character that doesn't talk, is an animal, and is smarter than a human. Give me Lockjaw from The Inhumans. Yeah. The teleport dog. Fuck yeah. All right. There's a lot of characters you can pick for M.
Mandrake the Magician.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I went with a character that is so tied up in who owns the right court battles that we'll never get him probably back for another 20 fucking years. Miracle Man. Man, if you read the old Miracle Man series, it is twisted as hell. But it is very good, so. All right, N. Your favorite letter, N.
Nightwing.
I went with Nova.
Yeah, N was hard.
Yes, because there was a lot. Certain letters had a shit ton, so. All right, let's get to your O, which I already know what it is, and it's the best pick of the whole fucking list.
I stole this from Tim, and I love you. Thank you. One above all.
Yep. Marvel God.
And he fucking, yeah, do one above all. I'm like, who? I said, which one? I was like, oh, one above all. Holy crap, that's so good. Yep.
Yeah, Marvel God, which, oddly enough, when he's drawn in a book, looks like Jack Kirby. I'm just saying, it doesn't look like Stan Lee, it looks like Jack Kirby. For my O, which I didn't think of one above all, and I didn't steal it, I did not change my list, I went with Ozymandias.
That's good.
From Watchmen, because is he the bad guy? Not really, if you think about, he made the hard choice in that book.
Right.
I want peace. This is what has to happen for peace. Very Truman-esque, let's say, if you understand that reference. All right, the letter P.
Puck.
Nah. Yeah. That is your favorite character. I do think that is your favorite character.
I almost went North Star for N, and I didn't.
I know. My P, I went with the strongest character in the DC universe. Plastic Man.
Yeah. Yep.
It is literally Batman's, oh shit, the universe is going to end, break in case of emergency, is Plastic Man. Literally is that in one of the storylines. So, yeah. All right, Q.
Quicksilver.
Ah, I went Quasar. Yeah.
All right, nice.
R.
Red Hood.
Yep, same.
Oh, we got, oh, no shit.
Yeah, we actually have one that's the same. I'll be damned. Wow. Red Hood has a lot, especially when you go with the Joker storylines.
Oh, yeah.
But I think my favorite Red Hood storyline is when they do the, I guess what they started calling the Dark Trinity team, which was him, Artemis, and Bizarro. So it is your Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, team, but it's just, you know, off axis. But they're good guys. They just do things their own way. Those books were fantastic, but yeah, read him. So, all right, letter S.
Spawn.
Very good. Now, what's mine?
Swamp Thing.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
yeah, come on. It's got to be a little swampy. I was definitely thinking Spawn, though, if I wasn't going to take Swamp Thing. Yeah. So, but I had to. All right, letter T.
Toxic Avenger.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I went with a character that can copy anybody except one person. I went with Taskmaster. Which, don't go with the fucking movie version. That's the hottest of all garbage. But the actual comic book version. The only person he cannot copy is Deadpool, because Deadpool doesn't even know what Deadpool is going to do next. So, all right, letter U.
Uncle Creepy from the Creepy magazine.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy we play the game with.
No.
Uncle Danny.
Whoa, bud.
You know, and man loves grilled cheese. You saying? I went with Uatu the Watcher. Ooh. The big giant bald guy who mysteriously does a whole lot more than what his name entails. So, all right, letter V.
Violator.
Ooh, that's where I went. Venom.
Right.
Eddie Brock Venom, not Mary Jane. Fuck that. W might be, well, I don't know. You're picking some odd stuff, but I like it. What's your W?
Wendigo.
You went Wendigo. Okay. That was probably in my top five. I went Wolverine just because.
Oh, man, I thought
not the new stuff. I'm talking the old John Byrne, the samurai stuff, the when he's in Japan or he's in Madripoor, the good stuff. Fucking brown and tan Wolverine.
Yeah.
Not neutered. PG Marvel bullshit Wolverine now. So,
no, I hear you. Yeah.
But Wendigo's a great character too. So, all right, X.
X-23.
Same. There's not many choices there. So, but yeah, that they turned that into a very good character. What book did she start in? Was it NYX?
I think it
way back.
I think we're probably going to have the next two is probably going to be the same too.
Z might be. I don't know about Y. Who's your Y?
Yondu.
Yep. Not mine are not based on the movies. Mine is
the comic. Yeah.
My Yondu is the original Guardians book from the mid 90s. So when he had the bow. Yeah, I'm old. All right, Z's probably the same.
Zatanna.
Yep. Arguably one of the strongest in DC.
Sure.
Unless you just, you know, make her quiet, and then she's just a human. All right. We had some listener picks here. Deontay just said Gambit. That's another G good one. Superman, Batman, and Flash. So I almost, if I wasn't going to put Dr. Doom for my D, I was going to go Dr. Manhattan. But Doom won out. So, all right. That was our favorite comic book characters A to Z. We do have a, it's not really a question this week. Roboto sends in, he says, this is more of a PSA. If you're a fan of Power Rangers in any capacity, I would encourage you to watch Jason David Frank's final movie that hits theaters this week. It's called Legend of the White Dragon. It's finally cleared to be put in theaters, so it is out there now. Go check it out. So. Thank you, Johnny. All right. Oh, hell. It's time to go to Clown World, kids. Every week. But we start with this, which will amount to, you heard it here first, nothing. Attorney General Todd Blanche has officially received a criminal referral for Anthony Fauci.
Oh, boy.
And nothing will happen. There you go. Do you remember when the United States had allies?
Do I?
Remember how we were friends with South Korea? See, you already know this one.
I saw this story.
Yeah, Trump says he is unhappy that the United States is participating in joint military exercises with South Korea and instructed Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, to, quote, substantially reduce the joint military exercises, adding that South Korea declined an invitation to join the U.S. in the denuclearization of Iran. Why would anything having to do with Iran have to do with South Korea?
Right.
You got to look at it from South Korea's point of view on this. What do they have to do anything with us? My name's Bennett and we ain't fucking in it type of situation. Well, Trump mad now. Me, he mad. Cool.
Right.
Well, we can't let Iran get a nuke. You fucking let North Korea get one and you're happy with him. He's your buddy. That's more pressing to South Korea than fucking Iran. Right?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What do I know? I just, you know, I've read history books. Mitch McConnell, according to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, quote, absolutely refuses to film a video addressing his Kentucky constituents. You know, that proof of life video that the Democrat governor has been pushing for. Yeah. I still think McConnell's dead. So
our government wouldn't lie to us or do things like that to us.
No. What do you mean, Building 7? What do you mean, Ruby Ridge?
MK Ultra.
What do you mean? Yeah. The magical non-burning passport. Prisonplanet.com. Yeah. All right, speaking of Prison Planet, let's talk about all the Flock stuff this week. And this just might be the best case to ban. If they're not called Flock, they're called ALPR cameras. So it's the same thing. Flock cameras just ruined an innocent Florida woman's life. Cop used one of the cameras to hit... The cameras hit on this woman's car, right? So the cops used it to pin a triple fatal hit and run on this 23-year-old woman. They seized her undamaged black Durango, claimed there was damage, then arrested her 6 months later after she sued to get her car back. She sat in jail for 2 weeks facing life in prison. They ignored maroon paint transfer, partial plate that did not match, her airbag that was never deployed, and witnesses. They took the first Dodge Durango, the Flock flag. 7 months she had to go through this. Charges were dropped when they found the actual driver that did it.
That's
going to happen more and more.
Yeah.
A Florida police officer was arrested after allegedly using Flock cameras to track his estranged wife 717 times. And then we had another cop, this time in South Carolina, 24, who was fired for using Flock cameras to run her ex's license plate 166 times. She was just fired, not arrested and thrown in jail. But the people are getting kind of fed up with this shit. Let's go to Ohio. Claremont County man who faced felony vandalism charges for allegedly destroying a Flock camera in Union Township had his case dismissed. Cody Morlock was accused of damaging the camera system located on this road on June 13th. According to Union Township Police, investigators claimed he removed the bolts holding the equipment in place, causing the camera, solar panel, and support pole to fall before he destroyed them. Police said footage from other nearby cameras helped identify him as a suspect. Flock cameras was leased by Union Township Police Department, and authorities estimated the damage at more than $1,000. Claremont County Grand Jury ultimately declined to indict him on any charges. So it's the jury said, nah, fuck it, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, it was like a Fourth Amendment argument, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which sets a dangerous precedent, too, because if they're saying that this is a Fourth Amendment issue, then they all should be gone.
Right. And by the way, you know how they're, you see these pictures of these flock cameras on their own special poles? Now they're starting to put them on power poles.
Yeah.
So then if you mess with it, then it's all different, more new types of charges. You need to go to the website and figure out where these sumbitches are. All right. Moving on here. Wall Street Journal, citing data compiled by the CSIS, says that the United States only has 800 Patriot missiles left in its inventory. We've used so many in Iran that our supply is 800's nothing. So we've used all of our supply in Iran.
Heartbroken.
And they're still not, quote-unquote, defeated. Yep. Didn't you remember when we had to go to school and show up, or we got in trouble and all that?
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. Well, in Detroit, the public school system is going to pay high school students $100 a week and middle school kids $50 a week in gift cards for showing up for perfect attendance.
$100 a week?
Yeah.
How many weeks?
I don't know.
Okay, so say you start in August.
Yep.
August, September, October, November, December, January, March, May. So you're out in May. 10 months.
So 10 four, times four grand per kid
per
in
kid.
High school. For perfect attendance. Now that's taxpayer money. Because it ain't like fucking Detroit has any other kind of money.
Right.
Just to show up and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the state.
That's the city.
Well, no.
Yeah, the city gets state money. Yeah.
Well, it'd be schools, so it'd be the teacher union. It'd be a state issue.
Right.
So that's state taxpayer.
Yeah.
You'd be in the UP paying for a bunch of fucking...
Yep. trying to go to school in Detroit.
Yeah. Right.
How's that water... Speaking of Michigan tax money, how's the water situation in Flint?
Those are pretty expensive eggplants, bud.
Oh, yeah, it must be. Because you're wanting to, you know, pay Tyrone to go fucking 5 days a week to school and give him his $100.
Jeez.
Instead of, that's what you're supposed to fucking do.
In the ghetto.
Next week's song of the week is the American Trilogy. So there you go.
It's nuts, man.
This world is so fucked. Speaking of strange things happening, wink. Four deputies from the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas have died by suicide in the last 6 weeks. Reports are going around that a human trafficking operation was found in the county and it was being investigated, and now four deputies magically suicided in the last 6 weeks.
Sure.
Very cartelish. Hey, nothing's going on, though.
It's fine.
It's fine. Let's stay in Texas for this. Baylor University, the largest Christian Baptist university in the world, has now introduced a halal dining program to cater to Muslim students and shows growing diversity on our campus support. Christian Baptist University, biggest in the world. Now we're doing things for Muslims.
Quit giving these people money.
Yep. I mean, if I was an alumni of Baylor and, like, you know, these rich alumni that give money back, I'd be like, no, fuck you, you're done. Everybody that just supported this, you're fired.
Yeah. Why are there Muslims going to a Christian college?
That's a very good question.
Fucking get him the fuck out of there.
Why aren't you going to, you know, University United Airlines or some shit?
Yeah.
All right. The next story is completely frightening and pretty much why I don't go to the doctor, even though I should. Multiple patients at a Nashville hospital.
Ooh.
You see this?
No, but Nashville.
Yeah, Trashville itself are now paralyzed after the staff accidentally gave them the wrong drugs.
Oh, Jesus.
The hospital says they're sorry after injecting potassium chloride into the spines of people getting routine joint replacement surgeries instead of the normal epidural drug they're supposed to get. Hospital staff noticed something was off when multiple patients went into a fucking cardiac arrest. That's Ascension St. Thomas in Trashville.
Oh, yeah? Got yeah. H1B doctors in there? Is that
We're sorry, sir.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, we shot you with potassium chloride, not the right thing, and now you're paralyzed from the chest down. You're
we made it the booty got ya.
Yeah, you can't do the Bollywood no more.
Oh.
You can't feel anything from your nipples down. Man, I'd be on the news if I was a family member. And that's as far as I can say that.
I'm sorry. They're suing them, I'm assuming.
I have not heard if there's a lawsuit, but I sure as hell imagine there's going to be a class action. But, yeah. We're sorry.
Oopsie!
Nope, that should be immediately the entire hospital shut down.
Yeah.
And wood chippers.
Yeah. It's Frank Burns.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
Yep. Next story here. It is very rare for a judge to not accept a plea deal agreed upon by a prosecutor and a defendant, but that just happened in an Indianapolis courtroom. Judge Marie Kern told Brianna Camacho Cahaya she could not agree to the plea deal his attorney and the Marion County prosecutor struck, saying it was too light of a sentence. Cahaya is a Mexican rapper living in Indianapolis who admitted to drinking and driving in downtown Indianapolis, killing 31-year-old Aaron Radford. Radford was a passenger in a Lyft, picked up from a bar, trying to do the right thing. Police say Cahaya was speeding and drunk driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.108
Ooh.
At the time of the crash. Investigators determined he was driving 95 in a 25. Witnesses say he consumed a lot of alcohol, ran several red lights. The only form of ID was a Mexican consulate card. The plea deal called for the judge to give a sentence no longer than 8 years in prison, and his driver's license would be suspended for 12 years. Now has a jury trial set for November. Goes by El Moreno Mexicano and has 57 YouTube videos with 35 million views. How do you even have a blood alcohol of 0.108? 0.08, you're drunk. But I'll be damned, a judge doing the right thing. I'm fucking shocked that's why it made this.
Well, Indianapolis has always been a sanctuary city.
Yep.
They say they aren't, but they always have.
They are. They are. They are.
So.
That's why they're trying to elect the bye baby.
Yeah.
But yeah. Fuck it. 95 and a 25 killed a guy in a Lyft with a BAC of 108. Fucking kidding me, and you're trying to plea deal this guy? That's how we got that movie Law Abiding Citizen, all these fucking soft ass prosecutors plea dealing everybody.
Right.
All right, moving on here. Harvard University announced they will pay $53 million to settle lawsuits filed by relatives of people whose body parts were stolen from the medical school's morgue and sold by its former manager. You know, well, this all fucking happened because they killed Harambe, right? And that just fucked the timeline.
I'm just, I mean, they're not using them for anything, right? I mean,
I see your point.
I mean, you know.
But if that was my family member, Harvard would be missing some buildings. I'm just saying.
I'm just, hey. I'm just saying.
U.S. beef prices. Ground beef prices have hit an all-time high of an average of $6.99 a pound, as the American cattle herd has now shrank to its smallest size since 1950. We're going to start importing beef.
Is that what it's called? They're calling it beef?
And ignore completely the fact that the Bureau of Land Management has been rounding up wild Mustangs for about the last 8 months.
Well, Trump, he got on there and said, "Oh, we're getting cheap beef. We're bringing it. I'm getting it." Well, where are you getting it from? Well, I can't tell you.
I say nay.
Mystery meat, and the President of the United States won't tell us where he's getting it from.
Yes.
Boy, that's oh,
all because fucking some overzealous guy in a fucking Ohio zoo killed Harambe.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm not going to tell you where we're getting your food from. The fuck you're not.
It's cheap. Everything,
hey,
it's going
to be huge. Just because it's $200 for a trip to the fucking grocery. Have you seen the stock market? It's fucking crazy. Oh, we can't release Epstein. Fuck the Epstein stuff. Have you seen the stock market? It's fucking great. It's great. My friends are getting so fucking rich.
Yeah, it's going to be pain. You're going to be paying more. But Israel.
Did you see the meme speaking of that?
No.
That's like the sad face guy going, "I can't afford to eat," and it's Trump underneath going, "I love the Jews."
Yeah, I did see that.
That sums it up fucking perfectly.
Yeah, I'm starving. But the Jews, but yep. Israel, yeah. Israel.
I can't tell you where your new meat's coming from. All right, well, I bet you yours is American.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
All right. Hey, how about some good news? Prison Planet. The Texas Appellate Court has overturned the Alex Jones Sandy Hook trial verdict in a unanimous verdict by Democrat judges. The court stated no evidence was shown that Jones or his supporters committed the acts that they were accused of. Jones and his legal team now intend to take what remains of the judgment that was cut from $50 million to now $1.5 million to the Texas Supreme Court to get it wiped. Remember, they stole InfoWars from him.
But they still have the one in Connecticut to go after. Yeah, they still have the one in Connecticut.
They still have the one in Connecticut.
He didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. He said it. I mean, you know, but he didn't. First Amendment, baby.
Yeah. That's what this turned. It turned into a First Amendment case. And the Democrat judges, obviously, who do not like Alex Jones, but had to go by the law. They're like, yeah, the state has no fucking evidence.
Oh, and I bet it pained them.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it pained them. They had to go by the law. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like you're playing a game. You're like a chess game. You're like, oh, fuck, you got me. Well, shit.
Yeah,
you
know? Lucky it didn't turn into a Second Amendment issue.
Mm-hmm. Which soon it will.
Mm.
All right, let's stay in Texas and stay legal here. Carmelo Anthony, has been denied a retrial by Texas judges. That's according to CBS News. And it's probably a good thing for him that he did not get a retrial.
But he a good boy.
Now, remember, the big thing on this was, hey, there's no blacks on the jury. It's obviously a race thing, right?
Right.
Well, it's come out in the last couple of weeks, all these fucking text messages that he had been sending to people about how he wanted to stab somebody and lick the blood off the knife. But which would have made this premeditated.
He a good boy, though.
Which would have been, especially in Texas, premeditated is immediate death penalty case.
He a good boy, though.
So instead of life in prison or whatever the fuck they sentenced him to, he would have been, oh, you're going to hook me up and push the button.
He was on his way to church, Justin. I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
The truth. I'm thinking the truth.
He was a good boy. He didn't do nothing.
So the white guy just accidentally fell on the knife right through his heart?
Shit!
Oh, okay. That's how we're... Okay. Yeah. It was a self-inflicted stab to the heart. Yeah.
Shit!
Well, the grove just happened... Well, he just happened to be holding the knife and wanted to lick the blood off of it. Yeah. Okay.
He had the basketball Jones.
Yeah. Well, his basketball American ass is probably right where he needs basketball to be right now. All right, moving on. I hate this. I really hate this fucking world. I'm just saying it now. This is going to be interesting. And probably is either going to do one of two things, which we'll get to here in a second. Turkey has issued an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu. And Turkey says it will continue to counter Israel's destabilizing activities in Syria amid tensions following an Israeli strike on a Syrian airbase right on the Turkish border.
The Turks aren't fucking around.
Now, here's where this gets fucky, okay? Turkey is a member of NATO. If Israel bombs Turkey, that would immediately hit... What is it, Article 4, Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which means an attack on one is a military attack on all members of NATO. And you're supposed to fire back. But if it's Israel doing it, does NATO actually do what they said they're going to do? Or do they be like, well, you know?
Well, that's interesting because Trump wants to leave NATO.
Yes. Odd timing on that, isn't it?
Very odd timing on that. I see us leaving NATO and Israel hitting Turkey.
Yep. Well, Israel will say, well, Turkey is supporting Syria and like they're doing with Lebanon, right? Because they're saying Hamas is in Lebanon. So we need to bomb Lebanon. Well, if they say Hamas is in Turkey through Syria, well, we got to bomb Turkey. So this gets all types of tangled and fucky. Does NATO actually grow a set and bomb Tel Aviv? Or is NATO a toothless monster and China goes, haha, finally, and steps in? There's way too many. And the timing of Trump saying he wants to leave NATO is very... odd.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My kids will not be fighting for Israel.
Yeah. But this also goes to this, because now that Turkey has issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu, we know that the International Criminal Court has put out an arrest warrant for Netanyahu. Well, this week, the U.S. has sanctioned the president of the International Criminal Court and the senior trial lawyer, the ones that brought the charges against Netanyahu. Welcome to the United States
of Israel. Now,
all you got to do is just open your eyes, and they're not hiding it. It's right there. You just think for yourself and be like, oh, well, that makes... Why is that? Nope, that don't make any sense. What the fuck? You'll be like, oh, our government is completely occupied. And it ain't by the horrible leftist Cubans. So, Take two right. of them, get us the Israelites. All right. But hey, you know, Trump is still going on about our allies, or I guess they were allies, maybe not. After he says this, Trump says Trump threatened to bomb Oman if they get in the way of the Strait of Hormuz deal. By the way, Oman's an ally, just like South Korea. But hey, if you get in the way of our deal here to make the Strait U.S. territory, we're going to bomb you. Huh?
I've got nothing, man.
None of this makes sense.
Oh, it makes sense.
Well, yes.
We're corrupt motherfuckers. That's...
Yeah. Well, we're not, but...
Well, we're not.
The ones running the show are.
Right.
Well, the ones running the show of the people who say they run the show. Yeah.
Are you voting in this next election?
Bullet.
I don't think I'm going to vote.
I don't think there's a point. There is
what is the fucking point?
There is no political. Like I said, left wing, right wing, it's still the same fucking bird that's shitting on everybody. And a whole flock of them. Yeah, I don't really see the point. Especially when you have this. The World Economic Forum agenda contributor, Maria Mazzucato, said, quote, "Our attempt to vaccinate the entire planet failed. Climate change is too abstract for people to understand, but the coming water crisis is something that everyone will get on board with," end quote.
Yeah.
We told you that's coming.
A water crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Those giant Great Lakes above us.
Yeah.
Fresh water.
Yep. Huh. Makes you wonder why certain municipalities say it's illegal to catch rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It's weird, ain't it?
It's not. It's not weird at all.
It's not weird at all if it's fuckery of the highest degree. Hey, did you see this thing about Comcast? Routers?
The Wi-Fi?
Yes. This is frightening. If you have Comcast, you probably want to listen up. Your Xfinity routers can snitch on you to the cops through a new function called Wi-Fi Motion. Creates a timestamp log of movement inside your home. Comcast's own support documents say the data can be disclosed under subpoena, court order, or search warrant with no requirement to tell you. The gateway detects motion via radio signal disruption between it and up to 5 connected devices.
The only way around it is to go buy a modem and a router. Don't rent them from fucking Comcast or go somewhere else.
Yeah. Can track your movements inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
What sci-fi dystopia are we fucking in? This is the yeah. But speaking of fucking dystopia, let's end with this. I don't even know what to say about this. Over 25,000 fans of admitted murderer Lindsay Clancy have now raised over $1 million after she admitted to murdering her 3 young children.
Women shouldn't have the right to do shit.
This obviously is going to set, you know, women's rights and all that back about, you know, Stone Age.
I don't, I know they like to pull up the Handmaid's Tale, but we're not going Margaret Atwood. All right. We're going full on Harlan Ellison.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. No. No. Well, she was on all these drugs. She tried to get help. She had help.
She had postpartum. She had this. She was insane at the time she did this. So insane that she had give her husband stuff to do, so he was gone from the house, which gave her the ability and time along with the kids to do this.
Right.
That's called premeditation legally.
She, now somebody said she was a nurse at a hospital.
Now that I don't know.
In the neonatal unit?
Oh, Jesus.
And then somebody brought up a really good point. What's the death rate of infants at that hospital?
Mm-hmm. And apparently I saw something today. We might have our first quote unquote copycat of another mother that stabbed her children.
I watched this fucking video online where this mom was like pouring water or something on her baby.
Yeah. Now, is postpartum depression a real thing? Absolutely. This is not it. This was premeditation. And they've raised over $1 million for this kid murderer.
If you're all right with this bitch,
jump in the wood chipper.
Yeah, you're a cunt.
How? I don't know. The simplest thing in the world. You don't fuck with kids.
Yeah.
Period. End of statement. You don't hurt them. You don't fuck them. You don't Epstein. You don't fucking stab them, kill them. None of that shit.
If you're thinking that shit, you tell your old man, oh my God, this is what's happening. I got to get out.
Yeah. Hey, take the kids. Something's wrong. I need to go get some help. Take me to the doctor.
Yeah.
Not, hey, why don't you go get some milk and be gone for about 15 minutes so I can murder our children?
Yeah, these fucking cunts that are throwing ice in a fucking bathtub.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
If you split the form, you should get it too.
Filming yourself.
Fucking yeah, all the memes bitches. Of the scared fucking Hasbulla face, you know, mommy's making a TikTok video. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah, fuck straight off.
Yeah. All right, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. Lumen don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy. And arm your children.
Yeah.
Repeal the 19th Amendment. Fucking women ain't allowed to do shit now.
One bad apple spoils a bunch.
Ah. But
can't take the high road, take the high ground, and hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.